For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. This week, security luminary Gary McGraw joins me to discuss why attacks against online gamers is also a problem for corporate IT shops. And Oracle plans 37 security fixes for next week. We begin with Microsoft, which released five new security updates Tuesday, four of them for critical flaws in Windows and Content Management Server. Attackers could exploit all of the flaws to take complete control of targeted machines, the software giant warned. One security expert described two of the flaws as, quote, very wormable. Because they are server-side glitches, attackers could exploit remotely without the user getting involved. The new patches arrived as IT administrators continued testing and installing the fix released last week in Microsoft Security Bulletin 07017, which addressed a widely attacked flaw in the way Windows handles animated cursor files. The patches also arrived as McAfee was warning about the possibility of new zero-day flaws in Microsoft Office. Eric Schultz, chief security architect at Shavlik Technologies, warned that the flaws fixed in Microsoft Bulletins 07018 and 07019 have the fixings for a major attack and are the most wormable holes he has seen in some time. He said both are server-side attacks that could be remotely exploited over the internet without the user doing anything. Next, Oracle plans to fix 37 flaws across its product line on April 17th, according to a preview of the upcoming critical patch update that the database giant released Tuesday. Attackers could potentially exploit the most severe flaws to compromise the database server or the host operating system. The CPU will include 13 fixes for Oracle Database, 2 for Oracle Enterprise Manager, 5 for Oracle Application Server, and 11 for Oracle E-Business Suite. Several of the flaws may be remotely exploited over a network without the need for a username or password, the company said. We'll be back after this message.
Do you know what to look for when shopping for password management and provisioning tools? If not, then there's no better time to learn than right now. Check out SearchSecurity.com's newest Identity and Access Management Security School lesson using IAM tools to improve compliance. In this lesson, expert Tom Bowers reveals how to save money, plug the holes in your IAM strategy, and most importantly, improve your compliance efforts. You'll learn how technology can help map IAM technologies and business processes, best practices for privilege management, and how to find the right product for the right price when it's time to make a purchase. Go back to school today. Visit searchsecurity.com/IAMschool. That's searchsecurity.com/IAMschool.
Security luminary Gary McGraw, CTO of security firm Cigital Incorporated, has just written a new book that explores the threat to web-based gaming and is called Exploiting Online Games. He sat down with me recently to talk about why exploits against online games is also a problem for IT security professionals. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Bill.
Gary, your upcoming book, Exploiting Online Games, is about games like World of Warcraft and EverQuest. How did you pick online games as the subject?
So the book is really about MMORPGs, which stands for Massive Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Games. You can think of these as sort of Dungeons and Dragons over the internet. The reason that we picked these games is because Greg Hoglund, who I wrote the book with, and I feel like the games are demonstrating today what tomorrow's software security problems are going to be like. Let me explain that a little more fully. If, believe it or not, about 8 million people subscribe to World of Warcraft. That's one of these games. There are maybe 12 million people that play these games. And at any one time, about 500,000 people are playing the games together, asynchronously, you know, over a set of servers. And so you have all sorts of interesting issues with time and state. You know, you can't have a big enough computer or a fast enough internet access for 500,000 people to work on one server in real time. So what happens is the server will slice off a little chunk of state, throw it over to the client side piece of the game on somebody's PC, and then they play on that piece, and then they send state information back to the server, but not in real time. And that means that interesting issues about time and state arise. And as you can imagine, these lead to all sorts of bugs and make these kind of games exploitable.
Now, speak to my target audience, which are your IT security people and your software people.
Uh-huh.
Talk about why they should care about online gaming security and why this isn't limited to just, you know, the folks who sit in their bedrooms and play this on the
have
computer.
Have these weird lives. Yeah, I mean, the most interesting thing is that you can actually monetize your cheating if you play online games. In fact, you can monetize your normal play. So you get these characters, and then you progress them through levels, and you get stuff like Vorpal Swords of Heinosity and Pretend Gold. And you can actually sell those items, those bit patterns, for real U.S. dollars. So there's an exchange rate between pretend money and pretend stuff and real money. And as a result, there's quite a huge underground economy that's grown up around some of these games. And some economists claim that the per capita gross domestic product of these games is bigger than some real countries, which is very interesting. Now, IT people need to be worried about what their users are doing. And if your users are spending all their time all day playing these games because they can monetize them, that's bad. So that's sort of an obvious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another thing that's even more important for IT administrators to think about. Often when you install these games, let's say you're going to let your users play these games on their PCs off hours, or maybe it's a laptop and so they use it at home on the weekends or whatever. These games actually install monitoring software, usually deep in the kernel, that keeps track of what is going on that PC. And so what happens is the monitoring software reports back all sorts of information about what that user is doing that may have nothing at all to do with the game itself. One example of this is World of Warcraft, who has a process called the Warden that keeps an eye on your PC. Now, some people may claim that this is an invasion of privacy, and right. You know, Greg Hoglund's done a lot to hype up that issue. He also wrote a program called The Governor that we put in the book that will allow you to watch the watcher. But from an IT perspective, what's happening is your user is changing the PC so that programs that do these nefarious kind of spyware-like activities are going to be installed on the box. And the user may not even be aware that they're installed on the box. That's really a headache for IT guys.
Gary McGraw, CTO of Cigital. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. That's fun, Bill.
And that'll do it for this week. Remember, the latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/